Hello, you beautiful soul. Welcome to the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. I am your co-host, Rachel Varga, the beauty side of Beauty and the Biohacker. If you would like to pick my brain as to all the wonderful ways that we can optimize your skin and rejuvenation journey, book your one-on-one with me. If you would like to work with Katie to optimize your sleep and biohacking journey, book a one-on-one with Katie. You can learn more about booking with us in the show notes of this episode, or head on over to beautyandthebiohacker.com and you can find our one-on-one booking links there. Be sure to use promo code BB15 for 15% off of your one-on-one session with Katie or I. Enjoy today's episode. Welcome to another episode, a special episode, our almost last one of 2020. This is Beauty and the Biohacker, and I am your co-host, Katie Moore. I am the biohacking side of the Beauty and the Biohacker, with over 3 years of self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness. And really, my mission is to help you achieve success without sacrificing your health and happiness. And I do so on my main platform, which is YouTube at Katie Type A. And I am the beauty side of Beauty and the Biohacker. And I love helping people just get great skin, figure out how to look after the largest organ of their body with a couple easy, simple steps. And I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. Maybe I should share my credentials with you first. And over nearly the last 10 years and 20,000 rejuvenation procedures later, I'm a clinical international trainer. I'm also the executive board member for Plastic Surgical Nursing Journal and peer reviewer. So do not let this blonde hair fool you. I am self-proclaimed nerd. And let's just hack our skin. Let's get great skin. Let's look beautiful. Let's be healthy, beautiful on the inside and also on the outside with how we interact with people, places, and things. So that's my jam. And all of what I offer is available at rachelvarga.ca, YouTube channel, Rachel Varga Podcast. Lots of fun. But today we are going to focus on... This is a special episode, Katie. I'm pretty pumped to be here with you.
We are going to do our favorite products of 2020. This has been one crazy heck of a year.
Oh my gosh.
It just feels like it has gone forever. And then I turn around and I'm like, wow, it's almost January. So I thought it would be fun to do a roundup of just some of our top products that we found in the space, in our own spaces. So for me, I'm going to talk about the biohacking. For you, Rachel, you're going to talk about all the amazing skincare products that you have discovered this year. And I think you should kick it off with maybe your top three favorite skincare products and why you love them so much.
So this is a hard one. And I literally have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 things sitting on my desk here. So this is going to be very difficult to pare it down to a couple of three basics. And just keep in mind, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm a little bit acne prone still. So I want to deal with some anti-aging, got to look good on camera, want to prevent breakouts, prevent things like brown spots, fine lines, wrinkles. I want to shrink my pores. I want to promote collagen. So I'm doing a lot of things here. But there
also maskne too. That is a huge thing.
Maskne is real.
I was just traveling and my skin started to break out for the first time. And it was all because I was wearing a mask all day long. So that is something huge that I was like, gosh, Rachel will have a good tip on this one.
Abso-friggin-lutely. By the way, we're not meant to have things on our faces. And so what's happening is there's kind of like a mix up with the humidity of our skin and contact and friction and, you know, bacteria and things breeding on our skin from that humidity change. So because I'm acne prone, there is one cleanser that I found that's just kind of changed my game. But there's been two exfoliation products that I have just, I always have in my bathroom with me. I use almost, you know, every other day. So these are these kind of impregnated little pads here that contain alpha hydroxy acid that help to gently exfoliate and promote cell turnover, brightening of the skin. So if I'm cleansing my skin and my skin's feeling like a little rough or a little dry, I'll definitely go for these little pads. And they are great for all genders. These aren't, you know, fluffy lady products, I can assure you. My husband also uses these. And also this fantastic scrub. I'm just opening it up here. And it utilizes magnesium,
little spheres of magnesium to actually polish the skin. So the links for my favorite products we're going to throw in the show notes here, so I'm not going to like confuse you guys with brand names. And these are really recommendations that work for me really, really well. But if you want to find out what works for you, just book a consult with me at rachelvarga.ca. I'll go over that. But I do have, so those are my two favorite exfoliating products, because if you get a breakout, spend like, you know, 30% longer cleansing and exfoliating that area where you have a zit. I literally had a zit on the end of my chin here 2 days ago, and it is pretty much completely gone now. So right products make a big difference. Two of my favorite sunscreen non-negotiables is using this amazing mineral-based sunscreen literally every single day. Face, eyelids, neck, chest, top of the hands. And then also my favorite, again, zinc and titanium mineral-based lip balm. So those are going to be linked up in the show notes below. And this year I've been doing a lot of outdoor hiking. You know, I saw like 3 bears within a month, cougar, all that stuff. But I still got to have my awesome hydration spray. So I got this really sweet copper firming mist. It's got some antioxidants. So if you're kind of outside on the go, if it's dry, if it's hot, just do a little spritz, and you got a boost of hydration. You got an extra dose of antioxidants because you already have, you know, your moisturizer, your sunscreen on. You don't really want to rewash your face to get more moisture on. You can do a little spritz. So those are a couple of my favorites. So we talked about exfoliating, sun protection, and hydration on the go. But I have seriously become in love with Dremel rolling, and I have this really fancy gold roller here. I love the weight of it. It's great. It's awesome. Face, eyelids, I go straight over my lips. That's what helps to keep my lips nice and plump, actually, is at-home Dremel rolling. And then one of my favorite moisturizers, again, I'm going to link up in the show notes, is a reparative moisture emulsion type of moisturizer. It's awesome. I'm always looking for products that I can use less of it, and I get a great result. So you don't fly through your products. And everything I work with here is minimal packaging. I actually won't work with products that don't care about packaging, because if they don't care about packaging, they typically don't care about ingredients either.
That is so true. And I do have a quick question for you about that spray, the hydrating mist. Can you put that over makeup?
Of course. I just did that.
That's what I saw you do. And I was like, oh, I wonder if it still works if you have layer of like, you know, makeup on.
Yeah. Cool. So, you know, if I've been like cruising in the woods in my Jeep and my skin's feeling a little drags, I got the windows down, living the dream, do a little spritz.
Oh, that's awesome.
Moisture is back on point.
Oh, man. And I have to say, one of the best skincare products that you introduced me to was the cleansing cream, or the face cleanser.
Awesome.
That takes your makeup off. Yeah. And we will link that up in the show notes for you guys, because that is the one thing that has literally changed the game for me. I used to use those like pads to remove your makeup, and you're like, Katie, do not use those. And so instead I use this product, and it is a game changer, seriously. Well, I love your list. I have a couple of my favorite new biohacking devices that are a little bit expensive, so I will talk about the budget-friendly ones in a few. But to start, I cannot stress enough. I mean, this is a huge platform I talk about on Katie Type A, my YouTube channel, and that is sleep. And so one of the best sleep devices that I've been able to find on the market right now in terms of accuracy and efficacy is the Dream 2 device. And so this is a neuro headband that you actually wear to sleep. And I've got to be honest with you, it is one of the most comfortable devices out there on the market. I have tried a bunch of different sleep headbands, and I always find that they're uncomfortable or fall off, and this one was not the case. It has a really great, precise, system that you can actually adjust for your head size, and believe it or not, my head is really small, so this one is great. What it does is it actually tracks your brain waves while you sleep.
Cool.
And then based on their algorithms, they're able to convert that into your different sleep cycles, like REM and deep, and so you get your score based on your actual brain waves, and it's not just coming from, you know, temperature or your pulse. Like it's really looking at what's going on while you sleep. And so I have found that to be extremely effective, extremely accurate. It's basically like second to going into a sleep lab, which no one really wants to do these days. And you can wear it, you know, from the comfort of your home. So that is my number one kind of, if you have, I think it's $400 or something. So if you have the money and you're really investing in your sleep, definitely go with the Dream 2. My second one would be the Biomat. And I absolutely love the Biomat because it really kind of simulates grounding for me, lowers my blood pressure and my heart rate. It is a full size mat, and their real retail price is quite expensive. I think it's like $1,400 for the full mat, but it has amethyst crystals in it. It produces negative ions and it's got infrared heat. So it's a really nice heating pad that you can pretty much put anywhere. I sometimes sleep on it or I do my meditations on it. I even brought it outside. And so what I really like about it is the a couple of different aspects. You really kind of get into this like transient light meditation zone when you're on it. It really soothes all your sore muscles, and I use it for cramps. So if ever I have, you know, either a stomach ache or PMS cramps, I jump on the Biomat for like 15 to 20 minutes and it soothes that pain. So I have found that to be extremely effective. And also just a tip for all listeners, if you can find one on Craigslist or Nextdoor, I think that's like the way to go, just because you're going to get a much better price for it. It is very, very expensive. Finally, the 8 Sleep mattress pad. And I just recently became an affiliate for this company because I believe in their product and the science of it so much. And so, you know, I love the Chili Pad, and that was my first love, but this feels like an upgrade for me. It has sleep tracking and it has a vibrational like alarm system. So your whole bed, the mattress pad will actually vibrate to wake you up, which is so preferable to, you know, having an alarm clock wake you up in, you know, in the morning. So there's that.
Wait a second. Do you think that maybe you're in an earthquake sometimes?
No, I haven't had that happen yet, but that's only because I'm a born and bred New Yorker. So like if I were a Californian, like true and true, I probably would have that. But
I'm a West Coaster. I'm like, is there an earthquake happening?
I think Jasper almost thought that once. He's like, oh my gosh, what is that? And I was like, it's fine. It's just our mattress pad. But it really is top-notch cooling and heating technology. So what I love about it and prefer to, say, the Chili Pad or the Uller or some other, you know, mattress pads is that you can actually set different temperature points throughout the night. So you can start out warm when you're going to bed, and then it can gradually get colder throughout the night and then warm back up before you wake up. So you can, it's like you That's basically so cool. customize your sleep based on, okay, well, I know that I'll get better deep sleep if I'm sleeping colder, but it's really hard to jump into a cold bed, right? So why not warm it up, cool it down, and then warm it back up again? I mean, it's just, and it's all control from your app. So I think it's really a standout product for me of this year, and I cannot recommend it enough.
That's sweet. And I do want to just mention that in the beauty space, especially with skin supplements, there's actually some really awesome products that are coming out that have actually the backing of Health Canada to support various skin improvement claims, which is massive. So I'm going to be keeping you all tuned in for that, because I think there's going to be some sweet new products coming out.
I cannot wait. You know, girl, I love supplements, so you got to keep me posted on that.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of collagen, and I just think the formulations just keep getting better and better and more targeted to being formulations to improve the skin and reduce skin inflammation. It's pretty rad.
So important. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about some budget-friendly skin products, because, you know, it has been a crazy year, and I'm just curious if you have any go-to suggestions that people don't have to spend a fortune to get.
Yeah, this is actually something I'm really passionate about, because when I do consultations for people all over the world, and I tell them that you can literally get your cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, and scrub, medical grade, from me for $250, they're like, wait a second, I was spending that on one moisturizer. And I actually just had lovely women from Australia actually do a Instagram video testimonial on that. She's like, this girl's saving me money, which is amazing. So you do not need to spend your whole month's food budget on your skincare. For about $250, I can get you sorted for a good cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, and scrub. A couple of things I mentioned previously in the episode. But recommendations I do need to kind of make just for you so that it's customized. And yeah, keeping it basic, I love doing dermal rolling. So if you are on a budget and you can't afford to do things like lasers or injectables, or you just simply don't want to, dermal rolling is a tried and true decades old option for promoting collagen at home. Do not buy your dermal roller off Amazon or eBay. Get it from a trusted distributor such as myself. So you can get all that consult info at rachelvarga.ca. But I love dermal rolling for my retirees, but also for my celebrity tech mogul clients and everybody in between, just to get that collagen happening, reduction of pore size, reduce things like brown spots, get the skin a little less irritated, a little less acne prone. There's so many benefits to at-home microneedling, dermal rolling, but you just have to know how to do it right. And then one of my other favorites for being on a budget, for getting better skin, I'd have to say just something simple like keeping your stress levels down, keeping your inflammation down. So this is really where the biohacking side of things come into play to really optimize what you're doing. And the same thing with living healthy and biohacking. You don't just want to do it. You don't just want to be doing your skincare like once a month or once a week, right? You wouldn't look at your red light therapy or your supplementation that way. And you shouldn't look at your skincare that way either. So to really maximize what you're doing with your budget, it really just comes down to being consistent and using the right things that are precise for what you need.
Girl, I could not have said it better myself. You're absolutely right. It's all about that integration of, you know, different layers and adding things in and doing them consistently. Because if you don't sleep consistently and you sleep, you know, my mom the other day.
You're going to have bad skin, right? You're going to have like tons of darkness around your eyes. You're not going to be looking so hot.
Yeah. My mom the other day was like, you know, I was visiting her for the holidays and she was like, well, I didn't really sleep well, so I'm going to try to make it up tonight. And I was like, it doesn't work that way. We are not designed like Energizer bunnies. You have to stay consistent with your sleep, and you can't just think that the weekend is your time to catch up. Speaking of sleep, I'm going to talk about my best biohacking devices. And this is one that Rachel and I probably share on the sleep front, and that is the Oura Ring.
Yeah, girl, and love it.
As you know, this was actually, I just recently did a best of video on my YouTube channel, and this one took the cake for me again for the second year in a row, only because it is so simple to use and accessible to everyone. And it is, the barrier to entry for this one is so low. Yes, it might not be as accurate as the Dream 2, which I just talked about in terms of looking at your REM and deep, but you know what you get from it? You get trend lines and you get outliers. So if you wear this consistently every single night for a year, you're going to be able to see highs and lows and dips and all of those things that are affecting your sleep. You're going to be able to make correlations. And so I think this is one of the best entry-level devices for anyone looking to just start to understand their sleep better, because it is a device that you are going to get a lot of value from over a long period of time. So I think it starts at $300. They might even be having some holiday specials. So look into the Oura Ring if that is something that you're hoping to kind of get a handle on in 2021. The second big game-changing device for me this year has been the Nutrisense CGM. So we had Kara on our podcast
earlier.
That
was an awesome episode.
She was phenomenal. Yeah, and I highly suggest, if you guys haven't listened to that, to go back into our archives and listen to that episode to understand the power of having a continuous glucose monitor on you, especially if you don't have diabetes, because I think there has been a stigma for a long time that you need a prescription and that it is only for diabetics or pre-diabetics, but it's not. It's for anybody interested in knowing how certain foods, how stress, how exercise affects your blood glucose.
Yeah, it's looking for those yellow and orange flags before they become red flags. I've definitely 100% learned that this year too with the number of different tests I've done.
And it's so easy. You stick it on your arm, it doesn't hurt, and then you have their app and a dietitian who walks you through everything. So you really get the most bang for your buck for $150 in 2 weeks, and you don't need to do this all the time. You can do it once every couple months, or even just once to get a sense of like, how am I doing? And so that has been a great one for me. And then finally, I can't help but think about Viome.
Yeah.
And
their new I knew you were going to say it.
That health intelligence test has been so eye-opening for me, because it is so much, you know, it goes so much beyond just the gut microbiome. Of course, that's important. You know, paramount to know what's happening with your gut microbiome, so flora and the bacteria, the good and the bad. But what the health intelligence test talks about, and Naveen was on the show earlier, I think he was one of the first episodes. He explained that it's like, it's your mitochondrial health, it's your cellular health. These are the things, your biological age, these are the things that are going to affect your long-term metabolism and your longevity. So if you want to start taking better care of your health now, don't wait for those symptoms to happen. Get to know what markers you need to work on right now. And the health intelligence test is undoubtedly the best, in my opinion, the best at-home test kit, and the easiest one that gives you so much value in return. So check them out. We'll have a link in our description if you want to get a special coupon.
Yeah, what an advancement of technology this year. So previously, Naveen had said that these types of tests, you'd have to go to a practitioner to get, they were thousands of dollars. Now they're a couple of $100. You can look at your readout on your phone, and it gives you the list of your superfoods, you know, your avoids, not so good, and your scores. I was shocked. So here I am. Pretty healthy individual. You know, my hubby's a pro athlete. We live a very healthy lifestyle all of the time. And my gut scores were below average. I'm like, what the heck? I thought I'd be killing it. And so it's just so great for someone like you and I, and you know, probably lots of you listening, to learn about things that might not be working as well in your body, or foods that you thought were good for you, but aren't actually. And then you can make those adjustments a little bit earlier in life than down the road when you start to get some symptoms. And this isn't medical advice. This is only educational info. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But just the empowerment that we have now with being able to get these test kits delivered to our home. You know, I can't help but think of My Toolbox Genomics as well for their endurance tests, their Nourish tests, their epigenetics test kits as well. And there's just so many wonderful options out there. But those are definitely our favorites. I wanted to add one of my favorites too.
Yeah, go ahead, girl.
Yeah, so the Oura Ring, 100%. I definitely love my Juve Red Light. I literally use that every single day. It's interesting. We actually have a lot of random little biohacking stuff in our home that you might not necessarily consider biohacking, but it's just really good stuff for you. And nature always kind of takes the cake for me, just the really simple free body, mind, spirit, energy practices to help create balance and alignment. But yeah, add the best biohacking devices you can that are going to work within your budget.
For sure. Now, I thought, since we are talking about kind of like this gift guide, we should definitely go down memory lane and talk about some of the best and worst gifts that we've been given, because I need to know, like, I have a bunch, and I'm going to not name the people who presented me with these gifts, but and I'm hoping that they're not listening, but I will definitely share some of the worst gifts with you, and some of the best. I think it stems back from my childhood, but I thought it would be kind of a fun little topic to noodle on as we get ready for the holidays. So I can kick things off with some of the best gifts. And I was like in bed last night, of course, like thinking about Christmas past. And one of the best things I remember asking for and getting from Santa was a Michelle doll. And you're gonna be like, what's a Michelle doll? So I was obsessed with Full House as a kid, and they made this little doll that actually talked, and it said a couple of Michelle phrases, like, you got it, dude. And I remember I had wanted that for like months, and I begged my mom and dad, and Christmas morning comes, and there's the Michelle doll under the tree, and my mom still has it. I swear to you, it's somewhere in storage, but I did not let that little doll go for the life of me. I was with it all the time. And that was one of my favorite Christmas gifts. I still think about it to this day.
That's awesome. All right. I'll talk about mine. And it is not a doll. In fact, it is a very, I would say, more masculine type gift. I was a mega tomboy growing up. Thanks, Dad, for taking me to car shows as soon as I could walk. I got the best dad ever. He's a carpenter. He's taught me so much about life and people. My mom's a nurse. And I remember when I was about 10 years old, I was like, Dad, I really want to start playing electric guitar. Because he would, you know, we'd cruise around in his GT Mustang with Flowmasters, 373 gears. That thing was fun. I learned stick on that car, by the way. So there were a couple unintentional burnouts. Because of the clutch and being on a hill. Anyways, it was a lot of fun growing up with that ride. And he would always have things like, you know, artists like Mark Knopfler, Pink Floyd. And so here I am growing up to hearing these amazing musicians rocking out on their electric guitars and acoustic guitars and all that stuff. So one day, my dad gets me a six-string electric Yamaha. And a 1970s Roland amp with jazz chorus tubes. So they don't really make amps like this anymore. I literally have never been able to put that amp over volume 3 out of 10. It's just incredible. The depth of sound. It's like playing a record on an act, like a vinyl record. You get that mid-tone. And as opposed to now, it's all digital. We lose a lot of the tonality. So yeah, the coolest gift I ever got, I'd say it was an electric guitar. And the amp, and he got me an effects pedal too. I was a cool kid in high school. Oh, I was jamming with all the boys.
Gosh.
It's so much fun. He's in a little band growing up. Had my guitar signed by this cool band too. Kept me out of trouble, actually. Just, you know, what do you have to do? Okay, I'm just going to rock out on my electric guitar, and I still do now. I've since then, you know, kind of upgraded to Fender Stratocaster and got another electric acoustic, and yeah, music is such a good outlet, and it's been wonderful to kind of get back into it a little bit more this year. And yes, I still have that same guitar and amp from when I was 10. This is like, you know, 25 years later. That was a sweet gift.
Oh, that is amazing. And that also reminds me of another gift I got for Christmas, which I'll mention. And I'm gonna play a little pop quiz on you. So
knowing, I'm gonna get nervous now.
Oh yeah, get really nervous. So knowing that I'm type A,
yeah.
What instrument do you think I played all throughout? No. It's a string instrument.
Violin.
Yes. Funny enough, like, yes, I did play violin and I played classical, but my real passion was Irish step dancing music.
No way. Okay, you're so cool, because I love Irish music and, like, mm-hmm. the Gaelic history. There's such rich wisdom. I even took, like, this amazing, you know, Celtic calendar course. So that you can, like, get in the flow with certain things. It's pretty sweet. You know, tuning into the seasons, there's some rich mm-hmm. history with that. That's so cool. Did you ever see those really neat harps that are also
yes.
like Celtic style?
Yes. My family dragged us to a lot of Irish, like, festivals as kids. And, you know, they drank the beer and they made us go Irish step dance with, like, professionals. They were like, go kids, you can go just.
Yeah.
And
so I was like, cool.
I think back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, my parents were crazy. They just, like, had us, like, because we were so young and cute and we were, like, wearing matching things. We were allowed to just, like, go and try to step dance with some of, like, the professional people being paid. And kids and everyone were like, oh my gosh, those kids are so cute. But that is how I got, like, my gut. And chutzpah, I think, because I was like, whatever, like, I'm just gonna go and step dance, and my sister would be so embarrassed, and so she would step away, and then I would just, like, try to take over, Classic me. But I loved doing it. And I think the one thing I loved the most was like watching Riverdance as a kid and just being like, oh, I want to do that. That is so, so amazing. And so I thought
they got like robot legs.
Oh, they're just phenomenal. Yeah, they are just like, but you do, it is very stringent, a very stringent dance, and you're not able to like move your arms at all. And I am a very like handsy person. So I was like, I probably belong more in like jazz than I do in Irish step dancing. But it was fun nonetheless, and getting a violin for Christmas was a huge, huge win for me. But you know what I was never able to master, and I wish I could? Doing a jig and playing the violin at the same time.
Oh, goodness. Don't put too much pressure on yourself now.
One day, maybe with the Halo Sport.
It's okay. I still can't, like, sing and play guitar. I don't know what it is, but I just have some technical challenges with singing and playing the guitar.
Oh, man. Well, we can just call up your good friend Taylor Swift and help and have her help you out with that. You look a lot like her today, actually, with this cute little, like, braid.
Wow. Sorry. I will take it. I doubt she's probably, you know,
oh, she's a huge
Pink Floyd style, though.
I was going to say, she's a huge listener of the Beauty of the Biohacker podcast, if you didn't know that. All right. So worst Christmas gifts, I can tell you, for me, I every year get the same package from the same people of endless, and I'm not going to name the name, but it is paraben laden scented shower gel and body butter galore and
toxic overload.
Well, okay, so here's the thing, Rachel. Don't tell anybody, but I don't even give this stuff away. I just throw it out. Ooh. Because I'm like, I don't want to give this toxic stuff to my friends. So I'm just going to like put it in the recycling bin and just say, good riddance. So that is, and I've told them many times, please don't send me this. I don't use it. And it still comes anyway. So those are my worst gifts, and I should be grateful. I'm grateful to get gifts. I love it, but you know what? I'd rather just a card, to be honest. A handwritten card means more to me than like products that you can just buy. You know, I don't know. There's something so special about that. So if you're looking for a gift, a handwritten card is my jam. Awesome. I keep all my handwritten cards too.
I was actually just like trying to reach my Rachel Varga thank you cards because I send them out with every order, but they are beyond my reach at the moment. But that's okay. So, yes, I love like those little touches, that personal note. I think that's great. The worst Christmas gift that I've gotten. Well, my dear grandmother, bless her dear heart, Winifred. She got me this workout book when I was also around 10. So think puberty, young woman, maybe I put on a couple of pounds. But I was working out like crazy. I was doing every single sport. I was doing basketball, I was doing volleyball, I was doing track and field, I was doing soccer. So I had like a lot of muscle. And my dear grandmother bought me an exercise book. And I'll never forget to this day. This is like a vivid memory. I took the book. I like threw it against the wall so that it landed behind, you know, my dresser and my mirror. And I just like, no, I was not appreciative of that. And here she is just trying to be like, Rachel, do some of these exercises to stretch. They're really good for you. But oh, I took it as like, oh my gosh, you think I'm fat.
You know, sometimes you get the right, like, gift at the wrong time, right? Like, her intention was there to help you maybe, you know, just stretch. But you saw it as negative, and therefore, like, you couldn't get past that. And it's so funny because I was thinking about, like, just the overall, like, idea of gift giving and how I've tried to get my family on board with taking care of their health. And I've sent them books, Bulletproof, and all that. And if it doesn't hit them at the right time in their life, they can look at it as like, you're trying to fix me or you're trying to change me. But it has to be the right synergy of the right time, the right message at the right time. I think Gary Vee talks all about this in, you know, everything he puts out. It's like, your message could just fall flat a million times, but then when you change the message and it hits that person in a different light when they need it most, it can resonate. And so I think that is the honest to goodness, like, most important thing about gift giving is really be intentional and know what is going to actually serve this person at the right time and not come across as something nefarious or ingenuine, you know?
Definitely. Can we just talk about some conscious consumerism for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I do that, I definitely want to give a shout out to your YouTube video where you talk about approaching biohacking with your family members because of your story that you shared in one of our intro episodes with your dear father. And because of that, you know, I got my mom doing the Viome test. I've gotten her on a number of different pre and probiotics. My parents are both taking collagen. My mom's actually this year in 2020, I think she's lost 25 pounds. She retired this year too. So, you know, she's tuning into what we're putting out there as well. And so if you think we're just doing this for you, we're secretly doing it for our own loved ones as well. So what a
shout out to your mom. Shout out to your mom. And you know what? My mom to this day is using every single product that you recommended to her.
And
she is like, I love Rachel. And she has changed my relationship to how I look at my skin as a 60-year-old woman. So kudos to you too, girl. Sorry. You know, I just had to, put that out there because our moms are so important to us, you know?
Yeah. Loved ones, always praying for protection for ourselves, our loved ones, and all of that is really, really important. I just want to talk about beauty consumerism here. So I recently did a lesson on this, Rachel Varga podcast, Rachel Varga YouTube channel, on conscious consumerism. And who got me tuned into this was Stacey Lindsay. I met her last year at a big event in New York, and I saw her on stage, and I'm like, I gotta know this chick. So this year, we've actually become quite good friends. She's the previous articles editor from Goop, and she's since gone on to do her own thing and talk about conscious investing, conscious consumerism. So she really got my wheels turning with this. One of the things I need you guys to know and to stop doing is stop buying people crap. Stop buying stuff that has a ton of packaging or like these, you know, dinky little ornaments. Y'all know what those are like you get from your favorite aunt, right? It's like, here's this little ornament. You could put it on your shelf. It's like, you know, you just like forget about the crap and forget about excess packaging. So if you're thinking like luxury products, luxury packaging, think more like crap ingredients and extra acrylic plastic to make it look luxury. And I just really want to be careful to, you know, I know you want to buy people nice things, but just really think of the ecological impact and also not wasting your hard-earned cash right now. If 2020's taught us anything, it's to keep our cash in our pockets and not overspend. And what you said, like if you don't have a lot of money this year, write a card, spend like 50 cents posting it, make a phone call, but don't feel pressured that you need to buy these expensive gifts in order to show your love. Each year I actually make hundreds of cookies. And I put like, you know, a couple of days of hard work into it. And, you know, that's my gift for a lot of people. Or I'll do, you know, some other type of craft. And that's just kind of what I do because I don't want to buy garbage for people that they don't really want.
I could not agree more. My mom, she is, you know, a prolific baker. And so she makes Irish soda bread for everybody. And she spends
so good
days
with Guinness.
Not with Guinness, with caraway seeds and raisins. I can send you the recipe. We can put it in the show notes below, but I don't know if she's going to let me. It's like a secret family recipe. Sorry, Mom. But she, you know, she'll spend days baking. And this year, what I think I'm going to do is I think I will, I'm going to reach out to all of my closest family members and friends and ask them kind of what their goals are for 2021, and then make them a spreadsheet of some of the best biohacking things they can do for free and share my knowledge and my information with them, because that's really what I've got and what is, you know, it'll take more time for me to put that together than it will to go to Amazon and click something, you know? So I think when you know what your talent is and you can share that with other people and do it out of love, I think that can come across as so powerful. So that's kind of what I'm going to do this year.
Yeah. Although I have asked for mittens and I've also asked for a new guitar effects pedal because my one that I got when I was 10 finally packed it in. But I just bought myself this new effects pedal. It was so awesome.
That's amazing.
Makes me sound extra good.
We might need to get you on the show doing some, like, you know, maybe doing like a pre-recorded, like, you know,
oh, I'll
track
serenade,
so
y'all.
I would love that. We could have that be our intro music too. So
sure, yeah.
I'm liking this idea. But let's wrap things up. Get it? Because Christmas wrap. Okay.
I totally got that.
Let's wrap things up with the best Christmas gifts we've ever given. And I think I'll go first just because it's so top of mind. And this was actually one I just gave. My sister and I just adopted a puppy for my mom. And it was so special. My father-in-law unfortunately just passed, so we were in Virginia. My sister came down and she surprised me and my fiance in the hospital, and we spent a week together, you know, sharing good memories and grieving. And after that, you know, we decided that we would surprise my mom by traveling up the East Coast. She was going to drive us. And the one thing my mom has wanted all year, and you know, my mom lost her husband last year, and so and her dog earlier this year. So it's been a really rough year in the Moore Crocker household. But my sister and I said, this year we're gonna change mom's life. And so we went to this beautiful home in Pennsylvania and we adopted the tiniest, like 9 week old Shih Tzu Bichon mix that is the love of her life. And it was like love at first sight for her. She sat there with that dog and said, this is going to change my life for the better. And my sister and I just looked at each other and we knew that that was the gift she needed. It, you know, of course she could use this and that A, B, C, D, but we knew that like having a companion at home, especially during COVID when she's working at home so much, was going to be that impetus to kind of get her back on her feet again. And I can't tell you what joy that brought me to be able to give that to her and my sister as well. So that is the cake. That takes the cake for me in terms of the best gifts.
Oh, I think that's sweet. Nothing's really jumping out to me for best gifts. I mean, usually I kind of put like my heart and soul into my Christmas baking for everybody or whatever craft that I'm doing. So it's all handmade with like nice written like hand notes and stuff like that. I like doing that. But I think for one of the best Christmas gifts that I'm going to be giving this year is just actually a lot of prayer. And if you don't think that prayer changes things or meditation or time and attention on certain things, then you got maybe some learning to do. But for some of us, prayer really changes things, and it does for me. And that's really kind of how I will show up for those who I care the most about in my life, is I'll send some wonderful intentions to them, kind of morning and night. And that doesn't cost a thing, but it does cost time. Like, for example, instead of scrolling social media, just spend some time meditating and sending some good thoughts and intentions and to those who you care about the most.
I love that. That is such a beautiful sentiment and way to wrap up this, you know, at many times stressful year, to send, you know, people your well-intentioned thoughts and prayers around safety and comfort and, you know, success in the new year. Because I think as this year comes to a close, we're all just so desperate for change in the positive way. And to know that somebody is thinking about you, is praying for you, has your back, can really speak volumes to just how, you know, good you feel going into a new year, how motivated you are to make those good life changes. And that's really what this whole podcast is about, is spreading our message of, you know, awareness around your body, mind, and spirit on how to take care of yourself so that you can be around for the long term, so that you can help others. And so I have always found that the more that I do go within and take care of myself, the more I'm able to show up in the world for others. And that's the beauty and mystery of life. And I, you know, I think the more that we can do of that in 2021, the better off we're all going to be.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely agree with all of that that you just said.
Feeling very philosophical today.
Well, I mean, seriously, like this has really given us a chance to pause and live differently and get out of like the rat wheel. But it's funny, I felt myself kind of going back into it. And it was like, because I had that contrast of living a certain way and then kind of slipping back into it, it's interesting. This year has definitely shown us that we can live our lives differently, make decisions that are just for us. We've been learning a lot about social media and how, you know, AI is definitely pushing certain things on us, but we've also seen how AI can be beneficial through using, you know, metrics and diagnostic tools and epigenetics. And it's been a really fascinating year looking at that. But I just want to say one thing, that if anything happens in 2020, that's like some type of solar event. We actually just recently on the West Coast here, our local hydro company actually had to kind of bolster up their electrical systems in order to manage a storm outside the planet. It was like a solar flare that came from the sun. So one thing I'll mention to all those biohackers out there is that if we lose our electronics, oh, you guys could have to get to basics. So you should never downplay the basics of what is inside you, body, mind, spirit, and energy, and start there. So you don't have the cash to get into, you know, the biohacking equipment. That's cool. You could do what my husband does and just get really tuned in and intuitive with what your body wants. But if you're someone like Katie and I that likes having a little extra guidance and some metrics to go by, biohacking is great, but just don't downplay the importance of the basics.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just kind of as a last thought for this year as a close, it's really taught me a lot about homeostasis and balance. It's you definitely need nature and you need some of the technology, but having too much of either, you know, it's you want to strike a balance to be able to kind of feel whole. And so I encourage you guys to go out and put your feet on the ground, on the soil, feel what it feels like to ground, you know, use your technology smart and be mindful about what you're scrolling through and why you're doing, be intentional about the way that you use these devices. You know, it's not designed just for mindless activity. It's really designed with purpose. And so I think looking at that a little bit more strategically is going to help you appreciate it more.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, this was a fun episode. I am so glad we were able to take the time and share some of our you know, special favorite products of 2020 and the best and the worst and all that in between. And we're wishing you and your families a very happy and healthy holiday season. And here's to a new year in 2021.
Yeah, I'll cheers you all with my lovely coffee here. You can all guess which brand this is.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, and everything that Katie and I have talked about in the episode here, you guys can just check out in the show notes so that you guys get like the most updated, easy access links to get some of our favorite things.
Along with some special discount codes that help promote our podcast, and we'll save you guys a couple of bucks this year. And you guys can find me on YouTube at Katie Type A. That is also my Instagram handle. And make sure you guys check us out at Beauty and the Biohacker on Instagram. Make sure to subscribe here to the podcast. And you can also find us on YouTube at Beauty and the Biohacker.
Sweet. And if you haven't already, and if you're looking for a little customized at home and in-clinic skin guidance, I am your person. You can book your call with me at rachelvarga.ca. I have this really sweet, sophisticated skin cheat sheet and treatment planning guide you can just get at rachelvarga.ca. And for updates when new Beauty and the Biohacker podcast episodes come out, that is also available at beautyandthebiohacker.com.
And on that note, we will see you in the new year.